Wednesday, February 14th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today is the first day of Lent and the Feast of Ash Wednesday. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hand. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Your neck were stubborn, as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. And our morning prayer hymn, the glory of these 40 days we celebrate with songs of praise. For Christ, by whom all things were made, himself has fasted and has prayed. Alone in fasting, Moses saw the loving God who gave the law. And to Elijah fasting came the steeds and chariots of flame. So Daniel trained his mystic sight and delivered from the lion's might. And John, the bridegroom's friend, became the head herald of Messiah's name. Then grant us, Lord, like them to do such things as bring great praise to you, our spirits strengthened with your grace, and give us joy to see your face. O Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, to you be every prayer addressed, and by all mankind be adored from age to age, the only Lord. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. Psalm 108. My heart is ready, O God, I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples, among the nations, I will praise you. For your love reaches to the heavens and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. O come and deliver your friends. Help with your right hand in reply. From his holy place, God has made this promise. I will triumph and divide the land of Shechem. I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh. Ephraim I take for my helmet, Judah for my commander's staff. Moab I will use for my washbowl. On Edom I will plant my shoe. Over the Philistines I will shout in triumph. But who will lead me to conquer the fortress? Who will bring me face to face with Edom? Who will you utterly reject us, O God, and no longer march with our armies? Give us help against the foe, for the help of man is vain. With God we shall do bravely, and he will trample down our foes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, accept the prayers of your servants, Lord, and prepare our hearts to praise your holy name. Come to our aid in time of trouble, and make us worthy to sing you songs of thanksgiving. Repeating the antiphon, my heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. And the second antiphon, the Lord has robed me with grace and salvation. Isaiah chapter 61. I rejoice heartily in the Lord, and my God is the joy of my soul, for he has clothed me with a robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice. Like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels. As the earth brings forth its plants and the garden makes its growth spring up, so will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up for all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not be silent, for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall men call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the second antiphon. The Lord has robed me with grace and salvation. In the third antiphon, I will praise my God all the days of my life. Psalm 146. My soul, give praise to the Lord. I will praise the Lord all my days. Make music to my God while I live. Put no trust in princes, in mortal man in whom there is no help. Take their breath, they return to clay, and their plans that day come to nothing. He is happy who is helped by Jacob's God, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who alone made heaven and earth, the seas and all they contain. It is he who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. The Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, God of glory and power, those who have put all their trust in you are happy indeed. Shine the brightness of your light on us, that we may love you always with a pure heart. Repeating the antiphon, I will praise my God all the days of my life. And our reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6, 8, and 9. You are a people sacred to the Lord your God. He has chosen you from all the nations on the face of the earth to be a people peculiarly his own. It was because the Lord loved you and because of his fidelity to the oath he had sworn to your fathers that he brought you out with this strong hand from the place of slavery and ransomed you from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Understand then that the Lord your God is God indeed, the faithful God who keeps his merciful covenant down to the thousandth generation toward those who love him and keep his commandments. And the responsory, God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare, from those who would trap me with lying words and from the hunter's snare. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. When you fast, do not put on a gloomy face like the hypocrites. Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon. When you fast, do not put on a gloomy face, like the hypocrites. And our intercessions. Today, God our Father brings us to the beginning of Lent. We pray that in this time of salvation, he will fill us with the Holy Spirit, purify our hearts, and strengthen us in love. Let us humbly ask him, Lord, give us your Holy Spirit. May we be filled and satisfied by the word which you give us. Lord, give us your Holy Spirit. Teach us to be loving not only in great and exceptional moments, but above all in the ordinary events of daily life. Lord, give us your Holy Spirit. May we abstain from what we do not really need and help our brothers and sisters in distress. Lord, give us your Holy Spirit. May we bear the wounds of your Son in our bodies, for through his body he gave us life. When you fast, Lord, give us your Holy Spirit. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Lord, protect us in our struggle against evil as we begin the discipline of Lent and make this day holy by our self-denial. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.